Hello, this is Hideo, and this is another installment of Mundundago. That's Mundundago 23. Okay, and I don't know exactly what I'm going to talk about today. Really, I don't know. What should I talk about? I don't know. Yes. I took the TOEIC test this afternoon from 1 to 3 in Kwansei Gakuin University, and one thing that I realized during the directions of part one and part two was some people around me were trying to solve part five questions, which is actually banned from this summer. I think it appeared on the TOEIC website on I don't remember exact date. In July, yes, in July. And I thought it was fully implemented from the September administration, but this was the second time that the rule applied strictly. But it wasn't applied strictly at all. I mean, those four people, at least four people, are doing their work, and nobody noticed. I mean, nobody in the administration came close enough to stop it. So I don't know what it is. Yes, it's a very small thing. It is a very small thing, and do I sound a little bit different from you? What am I saying? Do I sound a little bit different? I'm trying to sound like an Englishman. I'm not sure if I'm successful in my endeavor. Yes, I was having this conversation with one of a group member of Kobe University ESS drama section, and they are trying to put on an English play, but they are kind of unsure how they should sound because it's been American accent that they've been trying to acquire, and so they are in the process of achieving that goal, and when they try to mimic English people here and then try something different, they may get mixed up and it will turn out badly. So they were wondering what to do, and they've actually decided to go with their original American accent thing, and which I regret personally, because the story is set in Britain, and characters from England. So I think it would be a good idea to sound like Englishman or English person. But that's their choice. And that made me think, wait a minute. It might be an idea. Wait a minute. When I say wait a minute, it sounds like American, right? Wait a minute. I could try some of these British accents. for some time. One big problem I have is that I have to sound like American on Thursdays. I have two classes in Kyoto Sangyo University. One is, wait a minute. I should try this kind of accent. Okay. One class is called English Presentation. And in this class, we are trying to sound like Barack Obama, the 44th American, the U.S. president. And we are working hard to sound like him. You know, I don't know, the speed, intonation, pause, of course, the pronunciation, and the emphasis he put in a certain part of his speech. We're using his inaugural address. I'm sorry, victory speech delivered on the 4th of November last year, 4 years ago, I believe so. You wouldn't want to have a British sounding US president. So that's why I have to try to be, try to speak in an American accent. And another class is a pronunciation clinic class, which uses the textbook called Sound Like American. So, it focuses on some characteristics of American accents, such as flaps, like, what do you want to do? Instead of, what do you want to do? So, in these classes, for the total of 3 hours, I have to try to sound like American. And that's the difficult part. I mean, that's a challenge. I don't know what it is, but you might end up listening to something like this for some days to come. Well, ちょっとなんかね、もう7分も喋ってるから、7分半も喋ってるから、そろそろ日本語喋っとかんと。っていうか7分半喋り続けだったらもう十分やろと思うけど、今ちょっと英語で言ってるところでも言いましたけど、イギリスを舞台にしたお芝居をしはるそうなんですよね。で、それの話をしてる中で、ちょっと待ってずっと英語というかそのアメリカ英語っていうんですか、アメリカの、アクセント訛りを、圧倒的に耳にしてきてますね、僕はね。で、普段何も考えずに喋るとそれに近い音で喋ってると思うんですけど、ちょっとイギリスっぽい英語喋ってみるのも面白いかなと思ってやってみました。どうやったかしら。 Okay, let's call it today, and I hope to see you soon. I mean, not soon, tomorrow. That's about it. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.